Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 20.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber, and the Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Shepherd. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. God, I continue to pray for those that have suffered with COVID. God, we pray for our health care workers and all the people across this state that are volunteering and making a difference in the lives of people. God, I pray today the decisions that we make will make a difference for our constituents, for the people of the state of North Carolina. God, we pray for your wisdom, your guidance. May your will be done in all that we do and bring honor and glory to you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Bill. Hey, it's good having a conversation.
The gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Soak, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for March 1st has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Soka moves the journal for March 1st be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Members, we're going to do the introductions of bills and resolutions momentarily. Chair, however, we'll do Senate messages first. Message from the Senate, Clerk will read.
Special message from the Senate. Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that the message be sent to the honorable body that Senate Bill 37, ratified, an act to provide access to in-person learning for students in grades kindergarten through 12, was vetoed by Governor Roy Cooper on February 26, 2021, and was returned to the Senate with the attached veto message. Respectfully, Sir Holland, Principal Clerk.
Rules counter and operations of the House. And noted as to the first announcement.
Mr. Speaker, it is ordered that a message be sent to the House of Representatives with information that the Senate failed to override the governor's veto of Senate Bill 37, ratified, an act to provide access to in-person learning for students in grades kindergarten through 12.
Noted.
Senate Bill 115, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to permit increased access to outdoor sporting facilities in public and non-public high schools in certain counties.
Rules calendar and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 116, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to permit increased access to outdoor sporting facilities in public and non-public high schools.
Education, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 43, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to enact the Religious Assembly Security and Protection Act of 2021.
Rules counter and operations of the House. Strike that. Bills refer to Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 50, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes to the general statutes regarding estates and trust and recommended by the Estate Planning and Fiduciary Law Section of the North Carolina Bar Association.
Judiciary 4, if favorable, rules counter and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 87, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to deem charter schools and local governmental entities necessary to allow charter schools to receive Medicaid reimbursement in the same manner as local education agencies.
Education K-12, if favorable health, if favorable rules. Members of the chair, is honored to recognize two former members of this esteemed body with us today. First, on the floor of the House today, we have Representative Speciale, who's here with us today. And also, I believe Hazel's with us as well. Where's Hazel's in the back? Thank you all for being with us, please. And for those who don't know, Representative Speciale may have sat on the floor. The real boss is the one sitting up in the gallery up there. So, Hazel, it's good to see you as well. And then also, former Representative Michael Harrington, I believe, is in the gallery. I believe that's you up there, if I see. Representative Harrington, good to see you, sir. Appreciate it. And, of course, you can always deliver the message to Senator Harrington of how much nicer this side of the building is anytime. Glad to have you with us today. For what purpose the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
On personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Thanks, sir. I just want to make sure everybody understands that Michael Speciale may have missed us and want to come back and see us, but the main reason he's here today is fried chicken day in the cafeteria.
Mr. Speaker.
What purpose, gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin, rise?
To see if Representative Pittman would yield to a question.
I'm not sure where this is going. The gentleman yield.
With trepidation.
He yields.
Representative Pittman, you mentioned that Representative Speciale was drawn here by the lure of fried chicken, but I wonder also, if, given the fact that he's a retired Marine, if the cafeteria is serving on the side of that fried chicken an extra helping of crayons.
Well, he's wanting me to go eat with him, so I better be careful how I answer that, but it might be so.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise.
For announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans of a caucus at 2:45. I believe that's in room 423. Just check your emails to be sure. Yes, in Legislative Office Building, room 423 at 2:45. Please be prompt. Thank you, sir.
For what purpose, the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise.
Point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has the floor.
Ladies and gentlemen, actually yesterday, but he wasn't here yesterday, so today we'll talk about who's become to be a very good friend of mine, Mr. Hoenig, Representative Hoenig. It is Representative Hoenig's birthday yesterday, but we'll celebrate that today. Bobby, happy birthday.
Members, it is, we still have the introductions of bills and resolutions, but I wanted to hold that to the end just for a moment to dispose of the Senate messages. It is the intention of the chair that we do have some votes today. We have some bills that should be coming out of the Rules Committee. The chair would ask the body's indulgence and, as we work through that. And of course, if anyone needs additional time to read bills, we'll be glad to work with folks on that. Depending on the schedule, it may be that we can have recorded votes today and Wednesday and not have to have any Thursday, but Chair will keep everyone advised. We do have some bills. We have some committees that need to take some bills up here and to get those done. So, and we are sending the bills through. I know we have the appropriations bill that has to do with the COVID relief that we're going to intend to vote on that today. That'll have to go through the Appropriations Committee. It'll be reported back in, and then it will go back to the Rules Committee. The reason we're having this morning session is administrative, so that while we're in recess, we can receive bills from committee, and then those can get referred back to the next committee, so the committee can meet. So that's the purpose in this morning's meeting, and that's the intention of today's calendar. Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Pott, Sasser, and White recognize sent forth committee report. Clerk Reed.
Representatives Baker, Lambeth, Pott, Sasser, and White. Health Committee Report, House Bill 89, September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, favorable and referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. We're about to move introductions and bills and resolutions. Representative Hastings, chair for that. And then after that, we'll be adjourning. Any further notices announced before we do that? If not, Representative Hastings, chair's yours. Thank you.
Hey, James.
Yes, sir. I said, you need it.
I've done this.
Okay.
Okay. Introduction of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representatives Hastings, Sane, Bradford, and Davis, House Bill 184, support private property rights.
Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Von Hafen, Paré, Bill, and Gill, House Bill 185, school calendar flexibility, Wake County.
Education K through 12, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Pierce, House Bill 186, presumed shared parenting, child custody.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, families, children, and aging policy, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Pierce, House Bill 187, Wagram Recreation Center funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Von Hafen, Butler, Fisher, and Austin, House Bill 188, remove barriers, gain access to Abortion Act.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Kidwell, Hennig, Goodwin, and Adams, House Bill 189, Second Amendment Preservation Act.
Judiciary 3, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Brandon Jones, House Bill 190, vacancies, Roland and Mayor's term, Red Springs.
Local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Brandon Jones, House Bill 191, UNC Pembroke Health Science Center funds.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Reeves, Adcock, Harris, and Lofton, House Bill 192, COVID response, supplemental spending, 2021.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Pickett and Sane, House Bill 193, 2020 through 2021, school transportation flexibility.
Education, K through 12, if favorable, transportation, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operation of the House.
Representative Torbett, House Bill 194, federal court official, concealed carry.
Judiciary 2, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Hess, House Bill 195, criminal falsification of medical records.
Health, if favorable, Judiciary 4, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Faircloth, Bumgardner, Kyle Hall, and Strickland, House Bill 196, 2021 COVID-19 response and relief.
Is it appropriations? Okay. Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House. The chair's apology to the body is just clarifying the time for this afternoon. Notices And further announcements? Without objection, the chair declares the House in recess until 4 p.m., subject to standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Act. That bill is, the serial referral to the Committee on Local Government is stricken, and the serial referral to the Committee on Rules, Conduct, and Operations of the House remains. Representative Hannig and Watford are recognized to send forth the Local Government Committee report. House Bill 30, Town of Southern Shores, eminent domain, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 30, re-referred to the Committee on Regulatory Reform. House Bill 94, Graham County Occupancy Tax, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 94, re-referred to the Committee on Finance. Representative Baker, Lambeth, Potts, Sasser, and White are recognized to send forth a Health Committee report. House Bill 71, Living Donor Protection Act, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred. Original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 71 will be re-referred to the Committee on Finance. House Bill 95, improve anatomical gift donation process, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 95, re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Blackwell and Torbert are recognized to send forth an Education K through 12 Committee report. House Bill 118, Students, Parents, Community Rights Act. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 118, re-referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 128, Increase Access to Sporting Venues in Schools. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable to original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 128, re-referred to Committee on Rules. Representative Arp, Lambeth, Sane, William, Bumgardner, Elmore, Faircloth, Hall, and Strickland are recognized to send forth an Appropriations Committee report. The clerk will read.
Representatives Arp, Lambeth, Sane, Wisson, Bumgardner, Elmore, Faircloth, Hall, and Strickland, Appropriations Committee report. House Bill 196, 2021 COVID-19 Response and Relief, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
The original bill will be placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 196 will be re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Chair declares that the House will remain in recess until 5 p.m. so that the Rules Committee may meet and take up the other bills for today's calendar. House stands in recess, subject to the standard stipulations, until 5 p.m. The House will come back to order. Members, Chair could have your attention. The Rules Committee is still meeting, and the Chair believes it's going to meet for some time. And I've also sensed that there's some conversations going between members of the majority party and the minority party to try to work out some sticking points on that bill. So, Chair, I've determined that we're going to vote on this tomorrow and not tonight, and keep folks waiting around. It is, after all, just Tuesday, so we're going to be here tomorrow. Let me lay out the schedule for you tomorrow and what the order of business will be. We will have a 10 a.m. no vote session tomorrow. Again, you do not have to be here at 10 a.m. You're welcome to be here if you'd like to, but there will be no votes at 10 a.m. Any committees, the Chair is going to authorize any committees that are scheduled to meet during that time to keep meeting, because there will be no votes at 10. However, we will have a voting session at 2 p.m. The bills that are on tomorrow's calendar, of course, there's no like veto overrides or anything like that. So those members who want to proxy vote can certainly do so tomorrow. Just get that form into the clerk on a timely basis, and we'll be accepting those proxy votes tomorrow on the bills. The order of business, there will be a number of bills that will be added to the calendar after 10 a.m. that will be going through the respective committees. Members can determine what those bills are by looking at the committee notices that will be noticing those bills. The COVID package that is being debated in the Rules Committee tonight should be engrossed and reported back out, Mr. Clerk, in time for you to include that on the calendar that goes out in the morning. But again, so tomorrow, and this is particularly for the new members and for those in the public who are watching, while the calendar will say 10 a.m. and it will say these are the bills that we are taking up at 10 a.m., those bills will not be taken up until 2 p.m., and there will be additional bills added to the calendar. If anyone from the minority party or from the majority party, for that matter, once sees a bill has been added to the calendar and would like additional time to review that, the Chair will gladly agree to that. Not an issue, but we are going to try to dispose of those matters tomorrow if we can. If not, we'll be here Thursday as well, so then that's not an issue. But that is the order of business tomorrow. Sorry that members had to wait around. We thought the process was going to go a little more quickly, but I did talk with the Rules Chairman and told him that I thought it was best to go ahead and take all the amendments and get all the discussion in tonight, because if we can get those things worked out in committee, all the better. Otherwise, we're having to basically function as a committee of the whole here running amendments, and that just takes a little longer in the process. So that's where we are. That'll be the order of business tomorrow. So again, no recorded votes until 2 p.m. tomorrow. Committees will be meeting. Committee members, please watch for your notices of your committees. So with that, are there any questions or any notices or announcements or inquiries from the membership? What purpose does the gentleman from Henderson, Representative Moffitt, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
I'd like to announce the formation of a caucus that everyone can look up to. We've officially reformed the WNC Mountain Caucus. I'd like to invite all the mountain legislators to join us, and any of those that would like to elevate their game can also join. We will have a social tonight at Carolina Ale House at 7 p.m. It's the one on Glenwood Avenue. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Sir, thank you. For what purpose the gentleman from Davidson, Representative Potts, rise?
For an announcement.
The gentleman has the floor.
The Joint House Health Committee will meet in the morning at 8:30.
Thank you. And Representative Hall is not on the floor, but he will be. There will be a Rules Committee meeting tomorrow, and there will be an email out on that. So Rules Committee members are probably in the Rules Committee right now, so he can tell them there. For what purpose, the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, rise.
For an announcement, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor.
Yeah, tomorrow the House Freedom Caucus is scheduled to meet at 1 p.m. We'll adjust that as needed due to different committees, but we're shooting for 1 p.m. at 2226.
For what purpose, gentleman from Henderson, Representative Moffitt, rise?
For an announcement.
Gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The committee, the Finance Committee Subcommittee on Annexation, De-Annexation, will be meeting tomorrow at 8:30 and 6:43.
Any further notices or announcements? What purpose of the gentleman from Mecklenburg, Representative Bradford, rise?
For a very quick moment of personal privilege.
The gentleman has the floor.
Today is my daughter's sweet 16th birthday. Molly Bradford turned 16, so I just wanted to wish her a very happy birthday. She's probably not listening, but just for the record, I love you. Happy, happy birthday.
Any further notices or announcements? If not, the gentleman from Brunswick, Representative Eiler, recognized for motion.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the House to now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, March 3rd at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Eiler moves, seconded by Representative McElraft, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, March 3rd at 10 a.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.
On motion of the chair, the SEER referral for House Bill 137, Steve Troxler, Agricultural Science Center, that SEER referral to the rule, Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House is stricken. The bill remains in the Committee on Agriculture. On motion of the chair, House Bill 103, Automatic Renewal of Contracts, that's House Bill 103, will be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary 1, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary 2. The serial referrals to Commerce and the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee remain. Furthermore, House Bill 113, short title, 2021 AOC Legislative Changes, which is an agency bill. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary 1, recommitted to the Committee on Judiciary 2. The serial referrals to state and local government and to the Rules Committee remain. And House Bill 137, Steve Troxler, Agricultural Sciences Center. The serial referral to the Committee on Rules Counter Operations of the House is thusly added back. Representative Destin Hall is recognized to send forth the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report, House Bill 196, 2021, COVID-19 Response and Relief, Favorable Committee Sub, Number 2, Unfavorable to Committee Substitute, Number 1. Committee Substitute Number 1 is placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 196 calendar for March 3rd, 2021, pursuant to Rule 36B.